Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the iconic quartet Booker T and the MGs, and a tune you may have skated to in your youth. Rinky Dink comes from the CD Green Onions on Atlantic Records, released in 1962. This week, we complete our two-part feature dedicated to Black History Month. As we observed last week, Black History Month began as Black History Week in 1926, and in 1970, Black History Month was first celebrated. This week, we'll focus on more contemporary musicians, and we'll open the program with What a Wonderful World from John Batiste's wonderful recording, Hollywood Africans, on Verve Records. This song, composed by Bob Thiel, is best known from the singing of Louis Armstrong. We complete our celebration of Black History Month this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I see trees of green and red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, and also are the faces of all the people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? Saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. Think to myself, self, what a wonderful world. What a wonderful world. What a
obituary pages, losing beloved. habits, they want to change the subject. It's nothing new for the blue. Is it the who or the you? It's kids watching their fathers die when they pull up the tube. We know enough to be cautious, but honestly, it's not simple. Told to reach for your paper, they think you strapped with a pistol. I was chilling, had nothing but good intentions. I knew to achieve success, had to learn to finesse the system. It was GPAs and test scores, had to be the best for it. College, my only option, my mama told me to prep for it. So we was kinda tired, some stress, red in my irises. I got the invite to another function, like finally. Had to pull up with the homies, only pouring some soda. I keep a clear head, seen enough to know how it goes. But I noticed they're getting louder, neighbors complain about the noise. Before I knew it, I heard someone yell out, run, it's the boys. I didn't know what direction, I hit the curb and I run. Everybody loud, they ain't hearing some, put my hands up. Headed toward the light, someone scream my name from behind. I guess you better get it right the first time.
We got a work to do. Oh, what?
Mavis Staples carrying on the family tradition. No Time for Crying from her recording If All I Was Black from 2017 on Anti Records. She wrote that with Jeff Tweedy, who produced that record. He's from Wilco. And before that, we heard from Rhiannon Giddens from her recording Freedom Highway and Better Get It Right the First Time. She wrote that with Dirk Powell and Justin Harrington. The recording is Freedom Highway, and it's on Nonesuch Records. And we let off that set with John Batiste from his recording Hollywood Africans. And we heard What a Wonderful World. That's on Verve Records, produced by T-Bone Burnett. We are celebrating Black History Month again this week. This concludes our two-week special. We're going to lead off with a couple of tunes from Ray Charles. The first is from 1962, and the second is very early in his career when he was still trying to figure out what he wanted to sound like. Here's Ray Charles on the organ with Monin on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Everybody was juicing. can't bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a study roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. When I say stop, don't you move a peg. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare I'm doing the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it there, boy.
Whiskey, and I was a diving duck.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 1909. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme this week comes from Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs, and we heard the title track from 1962. That's on Atlantic Records. And before Green Onions, we heard from Aretha Franklin from her really breakout recording, I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You. A couple tracks on here were from Muscle Shoals. The rest were from New York City. And we heard a tune that it's credited to Sam Cooke, but I'm not really sure if Good Times is actually a Sam Cooke tune. It's from 1967 on Atlantic Records. Before that, we heard from the Big Three Trio featuring Leonard Caston on the piano, Willie Dixon on the bass, and Bernardo Dennis on the guitar. And we heard If the Sea Was Whiskey, recorded in March of 1947 from Willie Dixon, the Big Three Trio on Columbia Records. And we let off that set with a couple of tunes from Ray Charles. We heard Mess Around, recorded in New York City in 1953, featuring Connie Kay from the Modern Jazz Quartet on drums. The tune was actually written by Ahmet Erdogan, but he used a pseudonym for it. This is from the second Atlantic session that Ray did for them, and he's beginning to find his voice at this point. Up to that time, he had been singing a little bit like Nat King Cole. The recording Mess Around is a 2-CD set on Proper Records. And we let off that set with Ray Charles and the classic jazz tune Moanin', written by Bobby Timmons from his recording Genius plus Soul equals Jazz, released in 1961 on Impulse Records, featuring Ray on the electronic organ. Well, we are celebrating Black History Month this week again. And the banjo is an African instrument. Sometimes some of my students are surprised about that. They think it comes from Tennessee. Jamie Stone and Manza Sissoko recorded a wonderful recording called Africa to Appalachia. And it features Jamie on the banjo and Manza on the kora, which is very much an antecedent to the banjo. Here's a song called Bibi from their recording Africa to Appalachia. This is Jamie Stone and Manza Sissoko from Mali on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Wale bibi wo mansa bibi le wo kono bulukulu nte kodi tonya simbo nata eh bibi jigita ye bibi le kono bibi wo mansa bibi le wo kono bulukulu nte kodi tonya simbo nata Jaga simbole no, ye kanye simbole ma, ye kulanja mani ba mongono. Ye kanye simbole ma, mara ma fene simbole kuye. me yalendela, Simbo, iye me yalendela. Me yalendela, Wego, me yalendela, Simbo, iye me yalendela. Simbo itan so subolan kabila ijamuto yoro siyaman. Sos bolanga da tukunjunga da tukunju tegenje Danyomoku nyomoku Kandika laminaki Kono kumbu ngamba kono tikitonya dia nyeku Ah kuruwali banjang kilikadina Junani tawarana Adiana mo minye do so duye tabun Amadia mo minye do so duye tabundi Sibikani tabunka Danso go Nata tarunga fili ijaka simbo leno Tonya simbo nata tarunga fili ijaka simbo leno
We'll be right back. Australia.
Drink by myself a cup. I eat pork and pears. I eat out of my class. I don't care if I never wake up. Now, bleed. Toast, I shout. Yes, I'm a living a good all the time. Don't drink no beer and no cheap wine, and I always flake, 'cause my money don't never run out. Toast, I shout. Yes, I'm living a good all the time. Don't drink no beer and no cheap wine, and I always flake, 'cause my money don't never run out.
That was Dom Flemons along with Martin Simpson from their recording, recorded live somewhere in England. They're not too sure where some of these were recorded. Proudly present a selection of ever-popular favorites. and we heard the tune My Money Never Runs Out, which was originally recorded by Gus Cannon, and he had a stage name, which was Banjo Joe. And on the recording, he's backed by Blind Blake on guitar. It's recorded in 1927, originally for Paramount Records. Dom was on the four-string banjo, and Martin Simpson was on the guitar. That's on Fledgling Records. And before that, from Keb Mo and Taj Mahal, from their recording Taj Mo, we heard a tune that had a banjo buried way back in the mix. You heard it in the beginning, and then it kind of disappeared. We heard Soul. That's on Concord Records, from Taj and Keb. And Taj was taking the banjo there. We let off that set with a tune called BB, from Jamie Stone and Manza Sissoko, from their recording Africa to Appalachia. Manza comes from Mali, and he was playing the kora, and Jamie was playing the banjo. That's on Jamie Stone's own record label. We're going to lead off this last set for Black History Month with Miriam Makeba. We lost her in 2008. She was a wonderful South African singer and songwriter. The tune we're going to hear is called Liwawiki, and it's sung in the Congolese language of Lingala. It's dedicated to a young soccer player who died at the height of his career. Here's Liwawiki from Marian Makeba on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. That was Cedric Watson, a wonderful Creole Louisiana fiddler. And from his self-titled recording, that was Cochon de Lay, and bears a striking resemblance to Sail Away Ladies. That's on Valcour Records. And we let off that last set with Miriam Makeba from her recording Homeland on Putumayo Records. And we heard Liwawiki from Miriam Makeba. Hope you've enjoyed our 2 weeks of music celebrating Black History Month. It's been a lot of fun to put together, and I like the variety. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more information about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1909.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing.